So great to see you all. So many people here, that's awesome. Welcome to my talk. It's called Decentralized Storage with IPFS. Maybe first of all, like a quick poll. So how many of you have used IPFS? Please raise your hand. Okay, nice. And how many of you have heard about IPFS? Okay, all of you. Okay, cool. So you know all about it then already? No. So the talk is called How Does It Work Under the Hood? So we will dive in pretty deep at some points of the talk. But yeah, first things first. My name is Dennis. I'm a research engineer at Protocol Labs. I'm working in a team called Probe Lab, and we're doing network measurements and protocol optimizations there. I'm also an industrial PhD candidate at the University of Göttingen, and you can reach me on all these handles on the internet. So if you have any questions, reach out and let me know your questions, or just here at the venue after the talk. So what's in for you today? First of all, just in words and numbers, what is IPFS? Just general overview. And at that point, after we covered that, I would just assume we have installed a local IPFS node on your computer, and I will walk you through the different commands. From, we're initializing the repository, we're publishing content to the network, and so on, and we'll explain what happens in each of these steps so that all of you hopefully get a glimpse on what's going on under the hood. So we are importing content, we connect to the network, I explain content routing, this is the very technical part, and at the end some call-outs basically. So what is IPFS? IPFS stands for the Interplanetary File System, and generally it's a decentralized storage and delivery network which builds on peer-to-peer networking and content-based addressing. So peer-to-peer networking, if you have followed along, or if you've been here earlier today, Max gave a great talk about LibP2P, about browser or connectivity in general in peer-to-peer networks, and IPFS is one of the main users of the LibP2P library and builds on top of that. And most importantly, it's very tiny at the bottom, IPFS is not a blockchain, so also a common misconception. I'd like to emphasize that. In numbers, given these numbers are from mid last year, so probably in need of an update, but it's operational since 2015, that hasn't changed. Numbers of requests exceed a billion in a week, and hundreds of terabytes of traffic that we see, and tens of millions of active users also weekly. But a disclaimer, this is just from our vantage point. In a decentralized network, no one has a complete view of what's going on. So these numbers could be much higher or just different in general. At ecosystem.ipfs.tech, you can find some companies that build on top of this tech, and it's all in these different areas, social media, and so on and so forth. So worth looking up. What's the value proposition of IPFS? The most important thing that it does, it decouples the content from its host. And it does this through a concept that's called content addressing. And content addresses are permanent verifiable links. And this allows you to request content with this, or request data with that content address. And anyone can serve you the content. And just from the address that you asked with, you can identify and verify